Tim, what's happening?
Not much, man. I was watching a Garage 419 episode on YouTube. Matt Farah said that he believed that Top Gear America was not going to happen. I was just calling to get an update on it.
Well, they did not tell me not to say anything. Usually they tell me don't say anything when they tell me things, and then I say them anyway.
Well, there is information online.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's information, I think, on TV Squad or a website like that.
Wow, baby. Someone's been doing their legwork during the Christmas break.
I'm up on it.
NBC, I believe it was NBC we did it for.
Yes, it was.
Has not picked it up. So they would like to sell it somewhere else.
They meaning BBC Worldwide.
Yes. Now, I will say this about it, and here's why the networks are losing money. Here's how I will describe. First off, for those of you who don't know it, Top Gear is one of the biggest shows in Europe, and it's probably it's the coolest, biggest budget car show ever made. I was tapped to host the U.S. version of the BBC show, Top Gear, much like Dancing with the Stars or any of these other shows that they thought might not work out over here. Turns out they've worked out, so they decided to do a U.S. version of Top Gear. The U.S. version, and here's the strange thing, and here's the part I don't understand, and again, the part why a lot of the networks are in the tankaroo. The U.S. version, the one I did, I would humbly say is exactly the same as the U.K. version, perhaps a little bit funnier, because I'm a little bit funnier than the guy they had. Not that I'm a nonstop laugh riot. It's the guy who hosted it in the U.K. wasn't exactly a comedian.
Right. Your background is in comedy. His was not.
Although Jeremy Clarkson is a charming guy, we had a little more comedy. Ours was shot by the same guys, produced by the same guys, done by the same guys. It was exactly the same show, except for with Yank accents versus British accents. NBC knew exactly what they were getting because the show had been running for 20 years on the BBC. So when they ordered the American version of it, they knew exactly what they were getting, and we delivered it to the T. That was it. We delivered exactly it, and every single snob and nerd from the blogosphere of Top Gear was there at the taping of Top Gear, and they all ran home to the computers, and they said, good show. This is exactly what it should be. This is the American version of Top Gear. We then showed it to NBC. They thought about it for a very long time, and then they passed on it. This is the equivalent to you commissioning an artist and saying, I would like you to paint a huge sofa-sized portrait of my lovely wife in a ball gown. And the artist said, that'll be $2.5 million. And you went, okay. Here she is, and there she sat on the stool, and you painted, and 6 months later, you delivered an exact portrait of the wife that the rich guy commissioned. He looked at it and went, you know what? I'm not going to hang it up. And he just put it into the basement and said, here's your $2.5 million. Thank you very much. Doesn't sound like great business, but that's really exactly what happened. Now, are they going to sell it somewhere else? Probably. It's a good show, and obviously it's working out in England, and I believe we did a good job of representing that show, so I'm assuming it'll go somewhere else. Will I host it? I don't know. We'll have to see how the schedule lines up, Tim.
Jump in my car.
There was some conjecture online that because Knight Rider underperformed, which is a show about a car, that NBC felt somehow that Top Gear wasn't as good a bet. And also, I think my own worst enemy might have had a car.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Chris Slater drove
a car.
Something.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's an expensive show, and there's a recession. Maybe people aren't as interested in cars. This was just some conjecture online.
A lot of that, too, actually, I just thought about was the fact that they thought that car sponsorship would be some of their main revenue forms, the cars advertising. And with all the car companies in the tank, I mean, even Toyota, the greatest car company and the most cash-rich car company on the planet, has stopped production in their Japanese plants. So without the ad sale revenues from car companies for your car show, maybe it's not viable. Maybe that's right. All right. Hang on a second, everyone. I would dear.